Sam's had a setback. It's going to be a couple of weeks. So I'm making the improvement that we'd hoped. So it's a little more serious injury than we anticipated. It's a more serious injury than we anticipated with his ankle. It's still his ankle.
Okay. What about Clay? Do you anticipate him?
I would say Clay is doubtful for the week.
Had Greg Benz out there today doing
some things? Yeah, Greg went through the rehab segment and was able to do some individual drills. And, you know, we'll see where he is tomorrow. I mean, it'll be a stretch for him to be ready, but it's something that I know he would like to push to do. So we'll just see. We'll let the week work out. See how much he does from day to day.
So Mike, you feel at least a little bit about Clay that you didn't rule him out right away. I mean, you have a little bit of hope there.
I'm just I'm not gonna get into little hope, a lot of hope, some hope. I mean, he's doubtful for the week. I thought Frank played well in his opportunity last week. I think pretty much, I'd say, a normal progression coming off the IR situation. You can see him getting better and better in each week. Looked like his old self. So I was able to contribute some on special teams. So it's great to have him back. Looks good. Well, it'll be important to start fast in Sunday night's game against the Giants. Very, very good football team. Anytime you go on the road, you always obviously like to get out to a fast start. They're fresh. They're coming off a bye week. This will be a big challenge, but we're looking forward to playing them.
Off the bye week, Akeem Nix says he's close to 100%. Obviously, he had some good games against you last year. What's the big focus for him to try to slow
him? Very good football player, but, you know, we need to play our defense and, you know, there's certain matchups and things that you obviously look at, and that's what the game's for. But he's an outstanding player.
Thank you. Defense has put strung together some pretty good games here. What's going on there? What's the biggest reason?
Our defense is getting better. It's getting better week to week. I think you're seeing a product of some younger players able to play the same positions every single day. You're not having as much movement. Where guys are going to have to work to play two, three different positions to get up on the 46 or get on the field based on certain packages. So I feel very good about the continuity, the efficiency, and we're tackling well. We're doing the little things well. It starts up front, and I think for the most part we've been improving really for about the last 4 weeks, and our statistics tell us that. And with that, our confidence is growing.
Mike, what kind of challenges does the Giants' defensive line present for you guys, especially, with TJ making that transition over to right tackle?
Well, the defensive line for the New York Giants is obviously very talented. Just both sides of the ball, they have excellent size. They have excellent athletic ability. They have a lot of length. So those are the types of things that you see them on film, you respect. They have a very good rotation, and that's – that's obviously important when you're running a four-man line, so they're able to keep their guys fresh. But this will be a big challenge for our offensive line.
Mike, since 2007, you and the Giants have been two of the top teams in the conference. Have they become one of your bigger rivals? Is that fair to say, even though they're out of division?
They're a good team. I enjoy playing against them. I have a lot of respect for Tom Coughlin. I think he does an outstanding job. Anybody that's been around Tom really appreciates him as a person and as a head coach and the way he goes about his business. And, I think his teams play to his personality. They're very disciplined. You look at their statistics just with penalties and, the things that they do, the little things well. So it's an excellent challenge. It's always a tough game, and it's definitely one we're looking forward to playing in.
Some good things that come out of that from having done that. I mean, I know you've done it other times, but is there any value to doing it that way?
I think anytime you win a game, anytime you have success, there's definitely value. And how you win it is in what, breaking it down, coming from behind on the road is definitely is value. It's a positive experience that you can carry forward. It's something that you can tap into. It's something you coach off of. It definitely gives the players confidence because when they're in that position again, because it's probably going to happen. So all those things are good. Division games are, to me, always special wins. I mean, winning's hard in this league, and all wins are good wins, but division wins are definitely special.
Mike, did you feel at all that going through the tape with the players this week on the playoff game, whatever you watched, was it any kind of like an exorcism or, you know, some kind of thing to just put it behind and watch it again?
Well, watching the playoff game, I mean, it wasn't fun. I mean, I think that's obvious. But it's part of our preparation for this week. I mean, there's a lot of the same players that played in the playoff game. A lot of the same players played in the regular season game. Even going back to, the last five games. We've even looked at the last five games for, you know, statistical analysis. So anytime you have a common opponent, you look for trends, you look for things. We're always trying to give the players as much video as we possibly can on matchups and things that they do. So it's part of the process, the big process. It's part of the process this week. So it really is. It's a regular season game. We all understand how our season ended. We answered the questions respectfully, throughout the off season. But we're focused on going 8-3, and that's really what the message was today.
So Mike, do you just use it as part of like your cutups and stuff, or is there a message that you actually have related to that when you show it some of the video?
This is a normal week of preparation. There's a number of games that are used throughout video. And, anybody that's coached or played in this league for a long time, the access to video today is incredible. So you're able to utilize as much video as you possibly need throughout your situation studies. But when you look at pure game tape, you always look at common opponents that do things similar to you with you against your upcoming opponent. So obviously when you play, we're playing the Giants this year. We played them twice last year. There are two games that we're going to obviously look at. So that wouldn't change. No different than the Detroit Lions last week. We watched both our games that we played against them last year, even though it's been, 16 months since the last time we played. So, I mean, it's just all part of the, it's all part of preparation.
So you don't use it like your Forrest Gump footage from last week?
No, that's a totally different thing.
Mike, from an offensive standpoint, is it a lot, playing the Giants, is it a lot like playing Bears in Minnesota and Tampa 2 kind of thing? Do you use the similarities?
I wouldn't really put them in a category, but I understand why you're asking the question. They're doing less schematically this year defensively, just knowing the history defensively, that's not something that we're set on. We've played a number of teams this year coming off bye week, so it's not week one, week two, week three as far as unscouted looks, but I'm sure there's going to be a wrinkle or two that we have not seen on video this year that'll probably show up Sunday night.
Mike, you talked about stacking wins.
I'm sorry?
You talked about wanting to stack
yes.
Wins, which you've obviously done. Is that more important to you than where you are in the standings? I mean, do you care at this point that you're
I really care that how we're playing, that we're winning games and how we're playing and the ability to improve. And I think that's what's so exciting about our football team. I see a team that has the ability to be really good in all three areas this year. So, and that's what we're working towards. And we understand the importance of winning games in November and December, playing our best football. We feel like that's ahead of us, and that's what we're working towards.
Mike, can you look at their ability to take the ball away? Mm-hmm.
Very athletic. It starts with their front. I think they're a very athletic football team. They're a big football team. They do a good job even on special teams getting the ball out. So, it's part of their training and really part of their physical makeup as a football team, in my opinion.
There's a lot of questions out of New York about Eli Manning's arm strength these past few games. I mean, can a quarterback's arm tire with more games and a lot of attempts over the years? Is that something you're cognizant of as a quarterback guy?
Definitely. I mean, it's something you have to be aware of. I mean, Eli's come off of two Super Bowl seasons, so I'm sure he's in tune with his body. I know just watching Aaron come off the Super Bowl season, you have to be a little smarter with the reps in the offseason and so forth. So, I mean, I don't think it's I'm not looking at this week's preparation and looking at Eli Manning any differently than I would last year. I mean, he's an outstanding football player. He, to me, he's what makes them go, and that's the type of game we're getting ready for.